and welcome to a very special episode of Guide to the Unknown. I'm Kristen.
I'm the wonderful, mystical William.
Yes. This is Willie Tells All. If you listened to last week's show, you might remember that Will left us with a cliffhanger. He did what he said he was going to do at some point in 2019, which was to see a psychic. And today, he's going to tell us about it. So we're having like a psychic mega episode. Will's going to tell us his psychic experience, and then I'm going to tell you about some other people with names you might know who have visited psychics themselves, so William is in good company.
Oh, the best company.
That's right.
People who have had their third eye opened. All right. Hey, I'm going to drop the cartoony angle on this because I actually want to tell you about sort of the odd experience I had going to these psychics.
Yeah.
So exactly what you said. I made it my goal. You might even call it a New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
That I would go visit a psychic at some point within the year 2019. Mm-hmm. And the second I said it, I knew I wouldn't do it. You know what I mean? You ever, you do things like that. You just grandstand, you make some statement and you're like, I know I won't do that.
Totally.
So, last week I was thinking about it and I was like, well, what's really stopping me?
Yeah.
You know, Allie was away on a business trip. I didn't really have anything to do in the evening. Mm-hmm. And so I thought to myself, you know what? Let's just get this party started.
Yeah.
Let's just rip off the Band-Aid. So, first of all, I don't want to talk about specific locations.
Okay.
And I don't want to give away the names of the people that I have spoken to.
Okay.
Just to sort of respect the businesses that they operate. And because there is a chance that I might say something that would not be favorable.
Gotcha.
But I do want to say that I really enjoyed my experiences. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, without any further ado.
Please.
There is a location that I have noticed over the course of years and years and years. It is a place where they do psychic readings and there are things in the window that say, you know, $10 special, have your palm read. $10 special, get your tarot cards read?
Yeah.
Displayed?
Red.
Red?
Yeah.
And I've kept an eye on this place out of curiosity way obviously before Guide to the Unknown. You and I both had a fascination with sort of mystical horror things of that nature.
The unknown.
The unknown, yes.
The unknown.
The unknown. And I've never seen a human being in that store, ever. I don't even know if you'd call it a store. Parlor. Right. Psychic parlor, something.
Yeah, I don't know what you call that. Yeah.
It's always lit up. There's a couch in there. There are decorations on the wall. It looks lovely, but it almost looks like an IKEA like model.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. And I would say an IKEA model of a psychic place. It has like lamps with those like long fringy things hanging down. It looks like a living room from like an Agatha Christie novel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now I've talked about going to the psychic constantly for years. I even said it to Allie at a certain point this week because I wanted to go again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, do you want to get a psychic reading with me? And she was like, stop asking me to do that. And it almost gave me a flashback of I've been with Allie for almost 10 years.
Yeah.
I forget, but I think I truly have asked her several times a year since we first started going out.
It's really funny.
I just have always been fascinated.
Yeah.
The other thing, bless you, that I think somewhat hangs over all of this, and it's not something that is really going to play into my experiences talking to psychics, but I do also want to say that this was at least my mindset as I was going about trying to do this.
Right.
You and I and our family had a very traumatic 2016.
Yeah.
Our sister Karen was killed by a drunk driver. 2 months later, our father passed away. Feel free to imagine how earth-shattering and horrific something like that can be.
Yeah, really dive into it.
Yeah. But I always, from that point, have had this assumption that were I to encounter somebody who is truly gifted with the psychic arts, they would almost look at me as if I was on fire. You know?
Like you've been through it.
Yes, exactly. You've been touched by the devilish one.
The devilish one.
Yeah. And that's a somewhat cynical thing to say as well, because it's also implying that, like, I don't know, there's something different about you when you go through something, and also that, like, psychics are 100% definitely real, you know, and that it almost feels like an arrogance thing about myself that I'm like, oh, well, if I walked in, it would really...
their fingers are going to be going off the charts. If they were a machine, they'd be smoking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like Harry Potter had his sneakoscope.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Their sneakoscope would be
going ape.
Firing.
Yeah.
So all of this is rattling around in my head when I finally decide to pull the trigger on this.
Right. Also, I will say, you may know this, but also for our listeners. So when you say psychic, like there's a difference between, and the twain can meet, but there are psychics and there are mediums. Mediums specifically speak to and hear from people on the other side. Psychics, if you're just a psychic, you're just getting kind of information, but you don't necessarily speak to and see like communications from the other side.
That's interesting. That's a great point. And it's something that I sort of encountered in doing this. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe we've talked about that in the past, but in my head, for sure.
It was like the same.
It was all the same. It was all the mystical contacting energies and whatever. Now what we will call like the pre-psychic experience, which was the old.
Your life before.
Yes. And now the man I have awakened. As yes. Now knowing, at the time that I was walking up, I walked in thinking that she was at some point going to be like, yeah, your dad's telling me stuff about you. And I wondered if that would make me feel ill in a guilty way or if it would like almost like a therapist saying just the right words to like unlock my emotions.
Right.
I would become like a puddle of tears. Right. I didn't know. Yeah. It felt like a risk.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure.
So I drove over. Parked the car, walked up, was very happy to see that it was like the open sign was lit. Uh-huh. And once again, I look in, there is no sign of life. But I reach for the door, essentially looking over my shoulder at the other people going about their business on the street, wondering if they're noticing like someone's going in.
Yeah, right.
Someone's breaking the seal. Yeah. Someone's going into the psychic thing.
Right.
I grab the handle, pull. No dice, sucker.
Oh, no.
That puppy is locked.
Oh.
And immediately I was disappointed and I was like, oh, man, well, is there somewhere else? Yeah, yeah. And then I noticed the doorbell.
Oh. Ring-a-ding-ding.
Uh-huh. And here comes the psychic.
Yeah.
She comes out from a back room. There's like a little curtain thing. Mm-hmm. She comes out and if you passed her on the street, it would not occur to you that she was like a psychic or anything. There was nothing about her that seemed obviously hippy dippy or mystical. I only say that because that was probably my preconceived notion, probably a lot of people's interpretation of what a psychic would look like. Mm-hmm. No, she looked like just anybody else, anybody you would just like happen to be online behind at the grocery store. But she asked me, she's like, yeah. And I very much get the vibe that I'm bothering her.
Uh-huh.
And I went, yeah, hi. I was wondering if you have time to do a reading. She was like, yeah, come on in.
Okay.
Kristen, within 30 seconds, within 30 seconds, we were standing in that room,
yeah.
which I've never seen anyone. I'm looking at the couch wondering, like, are we going to sit here? And I'll be like, it'll be like I'm sitting on a stage.
I've told you how it is in there before. I guess you forgot.
I did forget.
Yeah.
She whisked me away to another room almost instantly, almost as if she was like, nobody.
Come with me. Yeah,
nobody
quickly.
Can see anybody in this room. That is not what this is for. This is a presentation. And it's a little closet.
Your presentation room.
Presentation room. I was wearing my presentation clothes. Mm-hmm. She whisked me away to a little room that had a circular table and two little wicker chairs on either side. And I took one look at that wicker chair and I thought, oh, I'm turning you into kindling, sucker. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
Thankfully. Anyway.
Of course it didn't.
We sat down. She asked me what I wanted to do. And I asked her, I was like, well, what's the menu? I don't know. So she told me that she can do tarot card reading, palm reading, reading both palms, a full psychic reading. And I said, well, you know what? Why don't we just start easy because I don't really know what I'm getting myself into. I saw in the window you have a $10 tarot card reading. Can we start with that?
Mm-hmm.
She said, sure. And she starts flipping out tarot cards. This is all happening like instantaneously, immediately.
Yeah.
So fast, it's almost shocking that we're now in the middle of the thing.
Yeah.
I had been also gearing myself up. You know, I was doing that primarily for this show.
Right.
And so one of the things that I wanted to ask was like, is it okay if I record this?
Uh-huh.
And then if she were to say yes, I would start recording it and then say, thank you for letting me record this.
Yeah, right.
So
totally.
It's on the recording.
Yeah, Judge Judy.
And then go, now, next thing, is it acceptable for me to play this on the show?
Right.
all of this went out the window.
Oh, totally. Because everything, if I can imagine, it's just like, whoa.
Whirlwind. Like
yeah.
Whirlwind of activity.
Yeah.
To the point that it was hard for me to keep my bearings and my strategic, structural, investigative journalist mind went out the window.
Yeah.
Entirely.
Which is probably the best way to do it, honestly.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Because then I just became.
Then you're just in the experience.
Somebody without defenses. Having their tarot cards read.
Yeah.
So she has this deck and she hands it to me and asks me to shuffle it and cut the deck and move the cards around however I want.
Yeah.
And it was I mean, you put up the tarot card readings on the social media all the time.
Yeah. I actually don't anymore.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I had seen it.
Yeah. No, I stopped a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Too much stuff going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But so the deck was like, old, dog-eared, worn, which I really appreciated, almost just from like a showbiz perspective.
Yeah. You're like, this is how it's supposed to look. This is how it is in the movies.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's been using this.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, not to be too cynical or skeptical, but I just can't turn off that part of my mind either. So I shuffle it around a little bit, but I'm not doing like card tricks where I'm like... Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of like moved.
Doing the double bridge or whatever.
It was very uncomfortable. I was just moving cards around. I don't know. I just handed it back to her. She goes, that's fine. So she starts flapping them out on the table. Flip, flip, flip. She immediately starts going like, yeah, okay, okay.
I see what we got here.
Yeah, I see what we got here. I see what kind of customer you are. I see. But no, she starts saying that she goes, I'm seeing here that you're a very kind, good-hearted person.
Do you remember what the cards were? Was it like a 3-card reading?
Oh, it was tons of cards all over the table. Yeah, yeah. I did not pay attention to the cards. It was a very strange experience. And so she starts talking about how I all I want to do is take care of people and make people happy. And immediately I was like, yeah.
That is what I want to do.
That is what I want to do. I'm so good.
Yeah.
I'm so cool. And I started to settle into, that cynical mind a little bit further as I started to wonder, is this affirmation? Is this a horoscope? She could say this to anybody.
Yeah.
She could be sitting across from, a horrific mass murderer who just hasn't been caught yet.
Yeah.
And be saying like, you want to help people. And be like,
yeah.
Oh, I help them.
Right. In my way.
When I get done with people, they don't need help. you interpret it to suit your own needs.
Yeah.
Is that what's happening to me right now in the moment? And then she jolts me out of it. She asks, what is your question? I've been asked that question several times now. What is your question? And full disclosure, I don't have one. So I said, well... I was very honest.
Yeah.
I said, well, I'm going to be perfectly upfront with you. I'm here because I'm interested in what this is. And I host a comedy podcast with my sister.
Oh, my God.
This is what I said to this person.
That's tough because a lot of people don't even know what podcasts are still. So they're like, okay.
And she, the look she gave me.
Yeah.
Betrayed nothing, no emotion.
Yeah,
no. She listens to podcasts all the time. Maybe she doesn't know what they are. I have no idea. I could not read her.
Yeah.
And I went, and honestly, I've always been intrigued with the idea of coming into to this place and having my tarot cards, palm, psychic reading done, whatever.
Yeah.
But even on top of that, I've been talking about this with my sister and. I'm sort of here to see what it's like to be sitting here across from you.
Yeah.
I want to feel like this is real. I want to understand this. And
well,
she just
I like your upfrontness.
Yeah, I kind of was I kind of didn't have a defense. You know what I mean? Not that my impulse would have been to lie
anyway. Yeah, you were just like caught off guard and you're just like I'm nothing but naked truth right now.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And so she honestly, I was pleased by her response to that when I was like, I just kind of want to know what it's like to be here. She was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I understand that. And then let's just go with a smorgasbord of information. I can't give you a blow by blow beyond this. I'm just going to tell you some of the things that she said to me. She said that something gigantic is coming my way in the next 2 years.
Okay.
She said that...
What category? Any recognition of what that might be?
Not particularly. Okay. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
She said that I am in love. And I immediately thought, like, well, I'm sitting here wearing a wedding ring.
Yeah.
It's like, cool.
Right.
She said to me, I'm just going to throw the big matzo ball out
please.
There. She said to me that I am gifted with the second sight.
Ooh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And opening that door.
Yeah.
She said to me that my visions will come to me in my dreams.
Ooh.
Now, Kristen.
William.
I submit evidence to you.
Okay.
Every podcast I've ever done.
Uh-huh.
I've been doing podcasts since 2012, 2011, something like that.
Yeah.
I can't point to episode numbers, but across Will and Bobby Know Everything, Studio Rejects, Book Club, Schmook Club, Guide to the Unknown, I have not infrequently talked about seeing dead relatives in my dreams.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
And how... that has sort of been important to me in an odd, sensitive, emotional way.
Yeah.
I'll restate it here very briefly. I had an odd thought somewhere around, we had a dog, Jewel, we loved.
Yes.
She died. And then I started having dreams about her. Mm-hmm. And they were not different from what I've heard any other human being on the planet say after they've experienced a loss.
Yeah.
They would be sort of like odd, anachronistic concepts where it's like I'm home playing my Game Boy and then the doorbell rings and I open the door and there's the dog.
And it's wait, is that a real one where the doorbell rang and Jewel was there?
Yeah. Yes. And she was like
rang the doorbell.
Sitting on the doorstep. Yeah. Like a big fat... half beagle.
She had a thyroid problem.
Yeah.
She was large.
She was large. She was a large Marge. And it was almost as if she had been like at camp.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something. But now she's home.
Yeah.
And the rest of the dream was me sitting on the couch with Jewel next to me and I would just pet her occasionally. Yeah. I woke up, had to remember, oh, she's dead.
Yeah.
And it was sad for a second until I went, you know what? How different is that? The enjoyment that I got in the moment, right. Remembering how real that dream felt of being able to spend another afternoon with a beloved pet. Emotionally,
yeah.
It's as real to me as I want it to be.
Yeah.
So why don't I just consider that something that
some time spent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time spent.
Yeah.
Now, I've had very similar dreams like that with Karen, with Dad. All of this is to say that essentially when she started talking to me about how I have the ability of the third sight and that specifically my abilities will be represented through my dreams.
Yeah.
Again, not that this is the most original thing that anybody's ever
heard. Well, I know,
heard.
But like there are lots of things that are like factually, scientifically true that aren't original. Like that doesn't like disprove it to me.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I almost say that like defensively because like I did I'll be completely honest with you. It did feel like again, maybe it's just flat out affirmation and just words of comfort.
Right.
With no deeper meaning. But frankly, to me in the moment I was like, "Oh, I like that."
Yeah, and there's some meaning to you.
Yeah. Like we do this show a lot of the reason is so that we can sit down and talk to each other and make jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
But another part of it is I think that you and I have a genuine interest in, the unknown.
Yeah.
And kind of chase it a little bit and have a major curiosity.
Yeah.
And so it was sort of comforting to hear something that did feel specific to the way that I've encountered things in my life and be like, oh, maybe that's not all imaginary.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if that wasn't all imaginary? How amazing would that be?
Yeah.
Then she says, now I'm getting – there's somebody that's very important in your life. I'm getting a name with M. The letter M.
Mama.
And immediately – I mean who do you go to?
M? Marjorie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our grandmother.
Yeah.
So I started thinking about – grandma. And you know, like we're surrounded by a lot of her like artwork mm-hmm. and a lot of things that we've inherited from her. Like in the Dragons episode that we did,
yep.
Some of the art pieces that are in there, and actually it's the cover art for that episode, mm-hmm. is this, what is it called? Crewel work?
Yep.
The fabric work?
Yep.
Of a, like a dragon standing on treetops.
Yeah, it's like embroidery using yarn instead of embroidery floss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have that piece hanging up behind my desk where I work every day. Mm-hmm. And so I immediately thought of Grandma, and then I immediately thought of this story, mm-hmm. which I've also told on previous episodes of shows. Shortly after Grandma died, I was walking up the driveway at Mom and Dad's old house. And very softly, but very suddenly, I heard as if somebody was like leaning close to me to tell me a secret. I heard an exhale over my right shoulder, literally as if somebody's lips were like right next to my ear, just a just a breath. And it sounded distinctly like not the wind, mm-hmm. not any, a breath.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the hell that would mean. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I think, unless something else jogs my memory.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I could ever point to as like, I don't know what happened to me. And it felt like what people would want to call paranormal.
Yeah.
So the psychic is telling me, is there anybody, you know, visions will come to you through dreams. Mm-hmm. Granted, that wasn't a dream. So maybe that's not a connection.
Have you had a grandma dream?
Yeah, I think I have actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grandma and grandpa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We used to spend a lot of time over at their house. Like that's like growing up, that was like a major like comfort place.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, my mind goes to her and to that event, and mingling that with what I've just been told that I have the ability. Mm-hmm. It feels significant.
Yeah.
And she goes, the psychic goes, okay, but all right. Well, anyway. And then I realized that she meant like someone
like in real life,
like
or like who's living.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I was like, oh, so that was nothing. Oh. Like it felt like it in a microsecond felt incredibly personally significant to me.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it was not what she was getting at.
Right. Right.
You know? Okay.
But again, maybe it was a little bit of a lines crossing thing, like where like whatever is talking to her or giving her this sense or whatever, maybe it was grandma saying like M and she misinterpreted it.
Yeah. Maybe.
You know.
Sure. That's not impossible.
Yeah.
She asked me if I want to go to a medium. Mm-hmm. And this is back to what you were saying before, that psychics and mediums are not the same thing.
Yeah.
And I think I may have even asked her, like I was like, well, what is the like what is the perk of
what's
doing
the
that?
Yeah.
And she kind of went into it a little bit and she goes, so, but you know, like, you know, it's contacting the dead and, you know, it's just, it's not something that I recommend most people do. Mm-hmm. And I went, but you're recommending that I do it? And she went, no.
Yeah. Okay.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
But you're saying that I should go.
So why'd you bring it up?
Yeah. And I said, I said as part of it, I was like, sure, I think that would be interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was kind of what I thought might have been on the table going into this place, but okay. But I was like, the worst thing in that circumstance is, and again, maybe this was too honest with her, but I said, the worst thing to me about that possibility of talking to a medium and having them tell me that things that, you know, dead relatives, messages they want to pass on to me is the worry that it is fake.
Uh-huh.
And the worry that this is somebody who's taking advantage of my hopefulness.
Yeah.
And I'll never know.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And I even said to her, and it felt very meta for a second, because I was like, it would be horrible to be sitting across from somebody who's telling me things that they just think I want to hear, but really they're taking advantage of me.
Yeah.
And she kind of was like, yeah.
Yeah, it would.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
And again, I did not get the vibe. There was no like snake oil vibe from her at all. So bit by bit, we started to fold it up.
Mm-hmm.
It was a brief reading. It was the $10 tarot card reading. And I very quickly started thinking about going back.
Mm-hmm.
because I knew that she had said to me that she could do a full psychic reading at some point. Tell me about my past, present, and future.
Yeah.
Very curious to see what she can tell me about two of the three that I've already been there for.
Yeah. Well, maybe she has inside info that you don't have.
Exactly. I want to know what that is. Yeah.
Right.
And I got some like behind the scenes of my own life. Yeah.
It's like the DVD commentary of your own life.
Whoa.
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 We love those.
I do love those. What? So I thanked her, you know, for her time. And we stood in that lit room that nobody's supposed to be in for a few seconds as I was saying, you know, like, you know, maybe I will come back and thank you and everything. And then eventually she let me out the front door and I walked away and immediately started recording. Immediately started trying to put down in a recording everything as I had just experienced it.
Yeah.
And not shockingly, I found out even mere seconds after having left that building, I was misremembering things, having a hard time recalling details.
Yeah.
It was just...
You get so wrapped up, you know? Yeah,
but it also felt like memory decay. Like, I'm not allowed to know those facts.
Oh, I like that idea.
You know?
Yeah, like, you're not, they don't belong in your brain. They're not for this realm.
Exactly.
So they disappear.
Maybe if I went back into that shop, they'd return, though.
Yeah.
They're just not allowed outside. That's a safe space.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah. So, I got back in the car and I honestly felt very, serene and comfortable. And once again, I keep coming back to it, but I think it's really true, is it's like an ego boost. You're a good person and you want to take care of people and make them happy.
Yeah.
She asked me what I did for a living. I said, I'm a writer. And she was like, yeah. You make people happy through your work. And I was like, what writer doesn't want to hear that?
Of course.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's like scratching an itch that I know I have, but usually it manifests as like frustration and anger.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm sitting in the car and kind of like I told you in the cliffhanger last weekend, I started thinking like, well, that was really interesting. And like, maybe I should go back to her at some point, make an appointment to do the longer reading.
Yeah.
Or I know another place where there's another psychic. Why don't I drive there right now?
Yeah.
So I fired up the engine and I'm still talking into the recorder.
Yeah.
And I'm rocketing down the road to go to this other psychic place. And now I start thinking, well, this is, this is now changing the game.
Yeah.
Going to two psychics in one evening. I'm getting a second opinion.
Right. Exactly.
What if the second psychic tells me things that are diametrically opposed?
Yeah. There's a little compare contrast happening.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Who's right? Who's wrong? Let's see where the differences and similarities are, because maybe the things they tell me in common are especially true.
Right.
Maybe
it's confirmation.
The things they tell me that are opposite, I'll get like a vibe of which one of them is the scam.
Yeah.
The scam artist.
Right.
So, psychic two.
Yeah.
Psychic two. I pull up and I walk across the street to get to this building. The parking situation didn't seem great. There are cars driving past. And once again, I'm imagining everyone looking at me walking up towards this building. Now, this one is a little more ostentatious. It's lit up with like, what are those things you talked about? Like those holiday decoration projection.
Oh yeah. A projector.
Yeah. And one of them is supposed to look like water undulating
before. Cause if I'm imagining where it was, you parked in the parking lot of like a mini mall, basically. Is that right? And walked across the street.
The one that I went to like 15 years ago is not this one.
Okay.
That one doesn't seem to be
operational. Okay.
No, this one. Okay. Yeah. Is in that mini mall. And I've just seen it forever.
It's in that mini mall?
Well, it's like right across. It's right next to the it's right next to Best Buy.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. Okay. Right. Yeah.
So anyway.
So did you like park in the Best Buy parking lot and then go across? Yeah. Well, that would make the parking situation kind of dire because you didn't even park anywhere near the place.
Well, you know.
And then you like cross a semi-busy street to get there that doesn't have any like crosswalk or anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And all the while, you know, like I'm wearing like a big long coat, not like a trench coat or anything, but I feel like I start worrying that people are looking at me thinking that I'm trying to look cool.
I totally get it.
Walking up to the psychic building.
Yeah.
When really I'm like, I wonder what will happen in here.
Yeah.
So
I am thinking, do I look like a dork?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I walk up the steps and I'm seeing, again, signs all over the place for the $10 deal.
Yeah.
Like, each one of these places has a $10 deal.
Is great.
This is a steal. I'm going to do the same thing. Same shtick. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Go to open the door. It's locked.
Uh-huh.
And now I know what to do. Find the doorbell.
Yeah.
Every psychic place.
Interesting.
Has the front door locked and you ring the bell to get them to come to you.
I guess that makes sense, kind of.
It does make sense. It's
you know, it's not like a product-based business where they need to be sitting out front, like, watching. They're, like, hanging out, doing their thing in the back. So
yeah.
It kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, man. Weird pedestrian details, by the way. Let's jump back to Psychic One for a second.
Okay.
One thing that seemed naggingly strange, the entire time I was there, the smoke alarm was beeping.
Oh, that's weird.
Needs a new battery.
Was a smoke alarm, like, was it in the room slash building you were in? It was like,
in
upstairs?
The building. No, it was like, it was definitely but in it was the like psychic. In
this, oh, that's weird. Huh. Okay.
Felt very nearby. Now, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Everything I'm telling you is still just what happened last Monday.
Right.
For the past 2 days, I've been trying to go to a third psychic.
Yeah.
Kristen, I have called, and I'm not kidding, called or physically visited about 15
oh my God.
Different psychics and been turned away every single
time. What the hell's going on? Why?
I think I'm blacklisted.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, they can tell you're shopping.
I guess so. I don't...
No. In what manner are you being turned away?
I show up. They tell me that they're busy. I show up. They're not there, even though it says that they're open.
Uh-huh.
I call and they go like, how'd you get this number? Genuinely.
Maybe your second sight thing is pinging off something on their own antenna.
Yes.
And they're looking out the window and they're like, oh, and they close the windows real quick.
Yes. There's a new psychic in town.
Right.
Yeah.
And they don't want to get involved.
And it's unacceptable. Mm-mm. The first psychic awakened me.
Yep.
And every subsequent psychic wants nothing to do with me.
Damn it. Well, the second one did, right?
The second one was fine.
So do tell.
Yeah. So I ring the bell. She comes to the door. She lets me into the sort of like lobby. And it looks very like, you know, like crystals all over the place and like little statuettes and stuff. And she asks me what I am here for.
What brought you here, my child?
Right. And I say, you know, I saw the $10 special.
Yeah.
So that's for a palm reading. She goes, well, for $15, I'll read both palms.
Oh.
So I said,
let's do it.
Ring it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was a little more brazen. I was the brazen bull. Uh-huh. I said to her.
Now I'm psychic, just so you know.
Just so I'll know if you're lying.
Yeah.
I can tell now. I said, can I record this?
Mm.
And she immediately started going like, oh, well, can you? No, because it doesn't work that way. And because I don't like the sound of my own voice.
Yeah.
And I never told you that.
She probably thought you're from like ABC7.
You're
going like
to listen to it. Yeah, maybe. Thing. Yeah, I don't know. And I went, that's okay. That's okay. I said, just because I know that I'll forget half the things that you're going to tell me, which is true.
Yeah. I feel like that's like not uncommon. I feel like in my dealings with like, because I'm like interested in this stuff, it's like not uncommon to record it so you remember it or for them to even offer to record it themselves and send it to you.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, I do have friends who I reached out because I was desperate to get a third reading in the past couple of days who I know recorded their psychic session. So I was like, well, that's a surefire bet then. But it was in like Tom's River.
Yeah,
it just wouldn't have worked out, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I say, okay, don't worry about it. I'll just, you know, I'll try to commit these things to memory and really be in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem. She goes, great. All right. Give me your hands. So I
are you still in the lobby or did you go into a little room?
The lobby is the little room.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I put up my hands and she looks at both of my palms and she immediately goes, oh, you're going to live a long time.
Okay.
And I went, oh, okay. All right. And I keep my palms out because, you know.
Yeah.
I've heard about stuff like love lines, laugh lines.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Lifeline.
Lifeline. Yeah. Sure. And she goes, yeah. You're going to live a long time. Hey, any of your relatives live a really long time? I was like, it's all relative, but like.
I don't really think so, right? Yeah.
I was like, I don't think so. And she was like, Oh. Well, you will.
You're going to break the cycle.
You're going to.
Yeah.
Like, okay, great. She goes, turn your hands over. So now she looks at the back of my hands. Uh-huh. She goes, Turn them over again. And I give her the palms again. She goes, great. Done with the palm reading.
She's got it.
She does not look at my hands for the remainder of the time I spent with her.
All right. She's got it. I mean, maybe it's not just that she's reading them, like looking at them, memorizing them. Maybe she's picking up some sort of vibe that then she rides off of. She's like, all right, I got his aura. I got it in my mind. I'm going to use that to feed off of and go.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm making that up.
She starts telling me things and she's speaking in far more vagaries than the previous psychic. And all this is doing is making me go like, oh, psychic one is a real psychic.
I think I've told you, I've heard very good things about psychic one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know a couple people who were devotees of psychic one.
Is that right?
Yes.
Mm. Well, psychic two starts going like, you're here because you have a question. And because the question, it plagues your mind, and you just must know.
What? Give me a visual.
And
on
I'm like nodding.
Two.
I'm nodding along.
Give me a visual on psychic two. Psychic one, you said looks like, you know, anybody that you might encounter.
Yeah, psychic
Same
one.
Same deal with psychic two.
No.
Okay.
Psychic two. Not that she doesn't look like somebody you might just encounter.
Yeah.
But psychic two, definitely had more of the like Zelda Rubinstein from Poltergeist kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Short, older, and she definitely like had this like mystical quality about her.
Ooh, how many rings?
Showmanship going on. I don't know. I didn't look at her hands much.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So this wasn't an even exchange. No. This was ruined from the start.
Listen,
go ahead.
I went there to have my palms read, not to do any palm reading.
Oh, maybe you should.
I guess I should have. And so she's going like, but what is your question?
I love this.
And I kind of was like, well, I don't really have a question. I was disarmed and honest. I was like, I'm interested in this and I want to see what you can tell me about myself.
Yeah.
Here are some of the things that she told me.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, I already ran past Allie because it was strange.
Yeah.
I kind of told you this because I wasn't planning to say it on the show, but then I was like, well, you know what? It's not that horrible. It's just odd. And
it's a weird thing to say to someone.
Yes. So she says to me that there's someone really special in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who I might be in love with.
Uh-huh. Again, the ring.
Not only am I wearing a ring, this time you stared at my hands.
Right. She was giving those puppies a good gander.
Three times.
Front ways and back.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I went, you mean my wife? And she went, yes. Could be. She goes, and you love her. Of course you love her.
Oh, my God.
I went, yeah. She goes, but something's not quite there. Something's missing. And I went, I don't feel that. I don't think so.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, something, you're close. Yes. Nothing's really missing, but it's not quite as, she sort of mimes like huggy, affectionate.
Uh-huh.
She goes, it's not quite all there. And I went, no, it is.
It's there.
Yeah, it's fine.
That is such a weird thing to say to somebody because like... No, so you and Allie do have it all there. So that tells me she could say she's not right. Is my point?
Right, she's not
throwing
right.
This out.
She's
though,
throwing it out
to anybody. Correct. Is what I'm saying. I don't think this woman got this from the ether because it's incorrect.
No.
So like, you could like really upset somebody with that.
Well, even worse.
Yeah.
To this point, I'm almost just trying to be polite. So
yeah,
everything she's been saying to me, I've been like nodding and just like trying to be a good listener.
Sure.
Really, she's telling me stories, and they happen to be stories about a character that's me.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of like nodding, be like, She starts telling me that my relationship with my wife isn't that great.
Yeah.
And I disagree.
Yeah.
So I start pointing out like, well, I don't know. And I'm almost trying to guide her to be
like,
right
no,
again.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I'm almost trying to help
but
her.
It's good.
It's good because it's great.
Yeah.
And she's not taking the bait. So I just start having to be like, no, I mean like that's not true.
Yeah.
And now it shifts. She goes, okay, then maybe there's someone jealous of you. Yeah, jealous.
There it is.
Because I'm definitely getting something that's mixed between you. And I went, I don't feel like that's necessarily true either.
Yeah.
And then she goes, I'm getting a lot of negative vibes from you. She said to me, because I wasn't agreeing with what she was saying anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, oh, whoa. That's not good. Oh, no.
That's so funny.
It was incredible. And I was like, all right. And she just
what did you say?
I went, oh, well, I don't know. It just seems like everything's fine.
Yeah.
And then she very quickly sewed it up and she was like, but I don't think you really have anything to worry about there. The two of you are good.
You're like, yeah, like, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Well, weird. And so she just kind of moved on. Now, yeah. here's the bombshell.
Yeah.
Well, actually, first of all, I will say that she told me that what I really should do is buy an amethyst.
Okay.
And keep one at the office and one at home.
Okay.
Little did she know, those two places are one place.
Right.
But. I started thinking like, oh, this is the upsell.
Yeah.
This is the TGI Fridays bartender trying to get me to get like a 20-ounce mudslide.
Right. Right.
She never really tried to sell it to me, though.
Yeah.
It turned out to just be advice.
Huh. Okay.
That I thought was vaguely interesting, but I wonder if she was expecting me to go like, an amethyst. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boy, do you know where I can get one of those? Like, I have to really be a...
Why did she say... Did she give you a reason? Like, why that would be useful?
Yeah, it would, like, align my something or other. I don't know. It would, like, better unify my sense of self or...
Well, something. I mean, so I know a little bit about the mystical arts.
Yeah, yeah.
If you were to go off the color theory kind of idea of this, an amethyst could kind of enhance your third eye / your crown chakra, which opens you up to all the stuff in the beyond.
Okay. Well, then yes. Then here we are to the bombshell.
Okay.
The thing that aligned with Psychic One.
Yeah.
She told me that I am sensitive to energies and that I have the gift.
You got the Kavorka.
She said, I have the Kavorka.
Amazing.
And I said, now I just wanted to get off of her making outlandish claims at me.
Uh-huh.
And I went, how do I make sure that I am like exercising that muscle? How do I
like hone that?
Yeah. How do I hone that? And she went, yoga. You do yoga. Right. You have to do yoga and meditate.
Gotta do both of those.
And I was like, oh, all right. Cool.
Yoga.
All right. And then it was around that point that I heard the unmistakable sound. And you know, I tell you, I am sensitive to these things.
Yes, of course.
From the next room, whomp, an Xbox turning on. There's someone else in the house. There's another. There was someone else in the house. We were not alone. I could sense we weren't alone.
Either of all sounds or of all people to have walked through her door when that Xbox was going up.
Yep.
And you should have said that. You could have blown her mind.
Whoa.
An Xbox.
Sounds like an Xbox.
Is there somebody else in here? Do they play Xbox? And she's like, whoa.
Do they play Halo? What is their gamer tag?
Oh my God.
Yeah, just further things that proved the gift and absolutely took me out of the moment. The remainder of our...
That is so funny.
The remainder of our time together passed without anything remarkable happening whatsoever.
Passed without words.
Nothing took place. And then it was $15, so I handed her a $20 bill.
Uh-huh.
She was like, ah.
Didn't have change?
And I was like, oh no. She gets up. She opens the door to wherever somebody's playing Xbox, and she's like, do you have change? She's talking to this unseen person, proving that what I sensed was true.
There was indeed a person there.
And then she goes, no, you know what? She turns back to me. She goes, don't worry about it. I think I have some singles.
I'll pay you in an amethyst.
Because I just ordered a pizza. So, cool. Okie dokie.
That's amazing. She paid you to slice.
Yeah. Can I get a slice to go? I'll take it on the road. Plunk. Read my palms.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll read your palms. Plunk, plank. No, together, sandwich.
Together we rise.
Yeah, together we rise.
And I walked out of there, and there's not much else to say about that one. I have a little flyer thing from the experience, which I'll never forget.
Yep.
I walked out of there laughing, immediately started recording again to talk about my second experience of the evening.
Yeah.
I was on my way. Home I went.
She's on the card. It says she reunites lovers and soulmates. So maybe she was hoping that she could put you, the pieces of you and Al back together.
Maybe there was like a ghost she was trying to set me up with. Yeah. Oh, something funny, to be fair, something funny that Psychic One said to me. And it was more about like a misinterpretation on my part than anything else. Uh-huh. She was talking to me about like the next 2 years or something like that. And she goes, we're just talking about like life and the quality of life and things like that. She goes like, no, I see like great things happening for you, and you'll continue your work, and a lot of it was about, she was like, people don't give you the acknowledgement you need and that you deserve. And like, you're so smart and you're so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she goes, but yeah, really, no, I don't see anything for you to worry about. No, I think you're going to live a long, happy life. And I don't see any
long
sickness.
Life confirmation yet again.
True. She goes, I don't see any sickness. I don't see anything bad happening for you. And I went, great. Ever?
Yes, with sailing.
What? I said this to her. Yeah. I went, you know, this is sort of depressing, but my thing is like, live it up in times of peace. Uh-huh. Something bad's going to happen someday. You're not going to avoid.
Yeah. Well, maybe she's like, you know, not out of the ordinary that we all experience.
I guess, but she said, no sickness.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you talking about?
I interpret that as being like big sicknesses.
Well,
like
I didn't, you know, really like rub it in, but I went,
yeah.
What do you, like, ever? Like, yeah. I'll never get sick again. No one around me will ever get sick. And she goes, well, I'm talking about the next 2 years.
Oh, okay.
I went, oh.
All right.
No.
Yeah, what's going to happen after that?
Countdown.
Yeah. Begins now, I guess.
Google, set a reminder for 2 years from today. Hide.
Yeah.
Run. So I took away from those two psychic experiences back to back.
Yeah.
One, psychics can be very comforting and, I don't know, give you a sort of calm, that you don't necessarily know that you need or want.
Mm-hmm.
Two, they're hilarious.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Three, I'm definitely psychic.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Now I've been talking for quite a while.
Yeah.
But I did have it as my goal that I would go to a third
right
psychic and either
tiebreaker round.
Yeah, either get another $10 special,
mm-hmm,
or pay like the 50, 60 bucks for a full psychic reading, past, present, and future.
Yeah.
My brief adventures in that.
Yeah.
Last Monday, on a whim, I did this. I just walked up to these buildings, rang the doorbell, back-to-back psychic readings.
Yeah.
This Monday, I walked to Psychic One, rang the doorbell, busy.
Yeah.
Had to walk all the way home dejected. Immediately got in the car.
So you were going to go back to her for the full thing on Monday?
Yeah, yeah. I liked her.
Yeah.
I enjoyed talking to her, mm-hmm, and I was curious to see what would happen in a full reading. So then I started just Googling psychics in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove to probably six or seven.
Yeah.
And would walk up to these buildings and ring the doorbells. And I've never seen physically another psychic other than Psychics 1 and 2.
Weird.
No one was home even when their things said open.
Yeah.
One of them had a sign in the window that said, if I'm not in the building, I'll be back soon, or just call to see if I'm available.
Yeah.
So I called her and she goes, no, I'm not open. And I was looking at the open sign.
Uh-huh.
It's like, it says you're open. She's like, yeah. Maybe later in the week, though.
I'm telling you, they were peeking out the windows at you, and then they were quickly closing curtains.
Maybe.
I
mean,
feel ya.
A lot of these psychic places are in odd locations, and they're just houses.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, some of them aren't in the greatest condition. That's not a judgment that I'm trying to put on anyone. It's just an evaluation.
A fact, yeah.
A lot of them, I distinctly, at one point I shared my location with Allie because I was in a weird place.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it suddenly struck me, all I'm doing is spending my evening, like 2 hours of my evening, driving from weird area to weird area and walking up to houses and trying to go in them.
Weird.
And failing.
That's so strange.
One after another. After the sixth or seventh, I just went back to my car in a parking lot.
Yeah.
I just started calling
the
numbers of places. Because I was like, oh, I guess they're not as walk-in friendly as
one might think.
I first thought.
It's not as walk-in friendly as they're honestly usually quite loud signs would make you
think. Which say walk-in friendly. They all say walk-in friendly.
Right.
Yeah. And so I started calling them, and they're none of them. Most of them don't even answer. Some of the phones are shut off. Most of them are like, no, I can't.
Yeah.
I just can't.
I mean, to tell you the truth, it depends on the place and everything, but I think a lot of those places that you do see on the road that you like go up to, I think a lot of times they're their houses.
I think so.
And they're just like, if they're available in life, then they'll do it.
Which is fine. Yeah.
Totally.
It's not, it's also like they have absolute
No, I know.
Yeah. It is up to them whether or not they're comfortable, available, whatever. All I'm talking about is the sheer statistics of this.
Yeah.
Kristen, I could show you my call list.
Yeah, not
from
necessary.
From Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
I placed so many phone calls.
That's so
to
weird.
Psychics
so
in
surprised.
The area just trying to find one to talk to me, and I failed.
Weird. Who would have thought?
Last night, I was like, you know what? I bet you can talk to psychics online.
Yeah.
I bet you that I can Skype with somebody or get on the phone and do a thing. And I spent about 3 hours last night going, honestly, like down a road that I would almost call the dark web, where I found
based on what you sent me.
Yeah. It's the year 2019. I found a chat room, everybody. I found a chat room that was supposed to be a psychic chat room.
Yeah.
And the idea is what I had seen linking me to this place. By the way, I used a VPN, a virtual private network or something like that, and it spoofs your location.
That's so
funny. If anybody was trying to, like, you know, steal my information, they thought that I was in, like, Nova Scotia.
Right.
Maybe that also had some effect on the quality of places I was finding. I don't know. But I wanted to be careful.
Yeah.
So I went into this one chat room. I was like, hey, you know, I'm looking for any way to get a psychic reading online, either with a phone call or through Skype or something like that.
Yeah.
And somebody called, like, the Muffin Man wrote back.
It was the Muffin Man.
Wrote back, and he was like, phone calls and Skype? What year do you think it is? Who uses that stuff? And it didn't occur to me until I told you about it. Kristen goes like, you're in a chat room.
Yeah, in the year 2019.
Who uses those?
I mean, I almost wonder if that guy was joking, because I know it's a very common thing for them to use Skype and phone calls.
I don't know.
It's, like, extremely common to do readings and stuff that way.
So I, I found some places like that too, and they also didn't seem savory.
Yeah.
But real quick, the finale to the chat room is that I was monitoring their conversation for a few minutes as I was sitting there steaming, because I'm like, making fun of me for talking about the thing that I, like, this is for.
Well, also, and they all have, like, talking food-based about, names, or we're talking about food.
Yeah, there was, like,
weird.
The next person who posted something who did not get ridiculed was like, what's up, everyone? I'm just sitting here eating some blueberries.
Yeah.
I'm having blueberries for dinner. Something like, and they were like, cool, man. I'm like, that's fine. Yeah. I'm here talking. I'm in the psychic chat room.
Of course, the Muffin Man likes somebody eating blueberries. Think about it. Blueberry muffins.
Feel like a damn
fool. It's his thing.
Fool. A damn fool. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. They were making fun of me.
Yeah.
They were actively making fun of me.
Well, again, to be fair, one person did and said one thing, at least from what you showed
me. Well, I also found some Discords, which are basically chat rooms, but at least that's, like, a modern thing. I found some Discords that I joined, and I was like, and they were all like, you can get a reading done here. And I proposed, like, hey, anybody, does anybody... can anybody do a reading for me? I'm very interesting. Very interested in getting a reading.
Interesting
I'm very interesting. Very interested in getting a reading done tonight.
Yeah.
And somebody, you know, called, like, Dr. Zach responded almost immediately. He goes, well, why don't you just ask somebody and they'll tell you if they can do it?
Is that not what I just did?
What I just did. Am I an idiot? Like, am I?
Like, what world am I in?
Yeah. Why am I a jerk?
Yeah.
So then somebody named Bluebird goes like,
Blueberry
privately messages me and goes, I can do a reading for you.
Uh-huh.
It's like, awesome, thank you so much.
Beautiful.
And they typed some weird code
uh-huh
that's supposed to trigger a bot.
And did you get scared and leave?
No. Oh. I was like, oh, so it's just like rolling the dice and having a robot pull up a tarot card for me or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And he wrote, it was like, exclamation point tilde, tarot bot, do your stuff. Tarot bot. And then just, I can see that they're typing and then just goes, sorry, I thought this worked here. And they left. They stopped talking to me. I was just sitting at my really desk. Begging strangers to tell me my fortune. No one would do
it. It's really funny.
So I found sites where it's like, yeah, you can make a phone call.
Uh-huh.
And all of them had like headshots.
Yeah.
And it said like $7 a minute.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh.
That's a lot.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah, that's steep.
And I want my phone number.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But Bobby's going to make fun of me and say that I'm afraid of technology again. Yeah. It's true. I was scared.
Yeah.
So I didn't do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't do any of it. I did not get a third reading.
I don't know that you
reading.
Needed to.
Yeah. You know what? I got everything I needed to know.
Yeah.
I am psychic.
Absolutely. That's all we needed to know.
And I'm a wonderful person. And you're welcome for
all
the
help. Who just wants to make people happy.
Everybody out there listening to this or watching it, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm really helping you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your words.
So the button on all of this.
Yeah.
The final summation.
Yeah.
Am I done?
Uh-huh.
Is my adventure in the world of the psychic complete? I think not. I think not. The next adventure is honing my skill.
Okay.
Developing it.
Absolutely.
Do you know what Zener cards are?
Zener cards?
Zenny cards? Zener. Hold on.
I don't think I do.
You know the beginning of Ghostbusters when they're looking at those cards with the funny symbols on them?
Yes. That's is that what they are?
It's a real thing.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And Bicycle, the card company.
Really?
Sells a pack of
amazing
Zener cards or whatever. And I want them.
Great. Let's get them.
I want them. Also, I'm going to start meditating.
Okay, good.
And I'm going to open my mind.
Yeah.
And allow it myself to become a vessel.
Do it.
Yeah.
It's time.
Rudy T. Hunter made this deck.
Great.
And I want it. ESP test deck.
That's awesome. And
maybe we'll even do a
bonus
video.
That's exactly what he used in
Zener cards, that's what they're called.
Okay.
And maybe we can do a little video or a little bonus thing where we test.
Okay.
My acumen.
Absolutely.
Can I tell you the design on the card?
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Well, I can't wait to see.
Yeah. And well, there you have it. I'm definitely a psychic.
Absolutely. Finally, confirmation.
Yep. Finally.
Well, William, it turns out that you're in good company.
Oh.
Because there are a handful of celebrities who also believe themselves to have psychic ability.
Well, when you say it that way, they believe themselves to have psychic ability.
Who also have psychic ability just like you do.
Yes. I prefer to say definitely psychic. Yeah. It's my preferred terminology.
Of course. Okay. So here are some celebs who say they're psychic. Who are psychic, excuse me.
Who are definitely psychic.
Offend your delicate sensibilities. Okay. So Kate Hudson says that she and her mom, Goldie Hawn, have the gift of second sight. She says that she and Goldie can see dead people. She talked about it on a talk show. I believe it was a chat show. It was British. She said, and I quote, "It's not really seeing, it's feeling a spirit, a fifth energy." She also revealed, and this drove me nuts, I tried to research it to find out more about it, but this show that they were on was a few years old, and there are no video clips apparently. She also revealed she saw a, quote, "ghost of a woman with no face."
Whoa!
More info, please.
Yeah.
I know.
Did the lady have no face in life? And her, so now in the afterlife, she has no face? Or was she a lady with a face? And in the afterlife, something
happened to her face? Yeah, I have no idea. Wow. I tried to find more information, and there were just other like gossip sites that also pulled that and said the exact same thing.
Huh.
The world may never know unless you're watching, I think, the Alan Carr show or something. C-A-R-R.
Rings a bell.
Yeah. Okay. So some of the Kardashians feel they've got a touch of the something.
Yeah. They got a touch of something. All right.
Sure do. Okay. So they had that Hollywood medium Tyler Henry come on. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. There's this show on E! I've actually never seen it before called The Hollywood Medium, where this guy goes and does psychic readings or medium readings. Well, I guess it's both psychic medium readings for celebrities. My big problem, which is a million people's big problem, is like This guy's never heard of the Kardashians before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? His thing, I shouldn't talk too much crap because like I really know like almost nothing about him. But if I remembering correctly, he's not the aim of my talk tonight, so I didn't do research. I think he says he grew up like not watching TV or something. Like his family just was not involved in the world of pop culture. I don't remember if there's a reason like they were super religious, something like that. There's supposed to be some reason that you could plausibly be like, oh yeah, this guy just like has not been in the world of like knowing celebrity stuff or something.
Yeah.
So his show is going to celebrities' houses and reading them. And he did the Kardashians. So on the show.
You're an adventurer. You stole the Declaration of Independence. I can tell.
What?
You're Nicolas Cage. Am I right? Did I get that right?
Like he knows some pop culture stuff, but it's all old or something.
Yeah.
He's isolated himself recently for the show, but he does remember some of those things that he like let slip in 10, 15 years ago.
There's some connection that you have with – I'm getting a J and a T, like a John and a Travolta, something like that. Some sort of a crossover where you battled. Ooh. Or there was like a
– maybe that's what happened with the ghost with head its face
head.
Gone.
Head to head. Oh, face off.
Face off.
Oh, no.
William, you're making these connections all over the place. Okay, so he went on the show and Khloe Kardashian told him that she feels energies and spirits, and that when she feels something, she doesn't freak out or anything, but she just kind of pays respect to it. Basically, she's just like, okay, I gotcha, I see you.
Okay.
Then this isn't on the show Hollywood Medium, separately from the show, but also in the Kardashian clan, Kendall Jenner on her app, I don't know if that still exists, but Kendall Jenner's app, Kend app, I don't know what it's called.
What?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I guess on her app, she talked about her intuition and said that she has, quote, a keen sense of perception, and that she's been told by like 7 psychics that she's psychic.
All right, well, she's got me beat by 5.
That's true, but you'll rack them up.
Oh, I will.
Rack them up, rack them up.
I'm not done.
Okay. So Kendall Jenner wasn't there when Tyler Henry, the Hollywood Medium, came a-calling, but he said that Khloe and Kourtney were the most psychic of the Kardashian clan. They had the most energy going on. So sorry, Kendall.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what I wrote.
Sorry, Kendall.
Okay, and then this was in the same, like, it kept getting lumped in with people who said they were psychic. It's not really, it's more of like a celebrity having a haunting story, but I think it's cool and weird. So back in 2010, it was reported that Lady Gaga believed she was being haunted by the ghost of somebody named Ryan, and she allegedly held a seance because she was terrified. And then what some sites said was that she bought a ghost machine, a $50,000 electromagnetic field reader, to be exact, for the purpose of keeping ghosts away, which I'd never heard of before. And then some sites said that she bought this $47,000 electromagnetic field reader to, like, you know, read ghosts the way that you would with any EMF meter. I've never heard of a machine that repels ghosts. So I'm more inclined to believe that there was one person who wrote that wrong and that story got picked up like crazy.
No, 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 no. This is Lady Gaga,
yeah.
Right? I'm only able to imagine that she's super rich.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, man, if I just got to get rid of this ghost. And there was like some charlatan nearby. I was like, yeah. What's that? You got ghost problems, you say? Well, I just happen to have a ghost machine back here in the back of my 2003 Pontiac, or whatever.
Like, it was $50,000. I was like, is it a generator that's just constantly running? And maybe that she thinks, or, you know, whatever, is like emitting some sort of force field that repels them? It's almost like, like a Patronus.
I'm imagining her holding a dustbuster, waving it around her mansion.
No, I think there's
in each room walking around staring about and waving her dustbuster.
So like Luigi's Mansion?
Yeah, exactly like Luigi's Mansion. A Luigi's Mansion remake with Lady Gaga. Yeah.
And it's a $50,000 dustbuster.
Yes.
Or a $47,000 regular EMF.
It was
meter.
Sold to you by a fairly uncreative scam artist. Yeah. Well, this is called the Ghost Machine. And it does.
Well, they didn't say it's called Ghost Machine. They
wouldn't
just
that capture the ghost? That looks like a vacuum. No, this keeps them away. Don't worry.
It's cool. To be clear, it's not.
Can you read
it's
the
not that it was
again about
called Ghost Machine? They were just saying she has a ghost machine.
Well, okay, that's the same to me. Yeah.
But it's not the.
What
title
does it
of
mean
the
to thing. Have a ghost machine?
This article that I pulled this from said that it was an electromagnetic field reader, to be exact, which is supposed to help keep ghosts away. This is from E Online. But then when I did further research, because I was like, okay, this very short little segment that I have for you guys tonight caused a lot of research on my part, because I was like, where are they getting this? Is there an interview where Lady Gaga talked about this? Is there an actual quote I can find? Right. I did that for every single one of these things I'm going to say, hoping that I had George Clooney talking about his psychic reading, communicating with his pig. It never happened.
Yeah.
So I think these may have just been pulled out of thin air. I don't know. Or the way gossip happens where maybe there's a kernel of truth and then it keeps getting further away. I'm sorry. What?
TV show idea. It's a cartoon show in the the kernel of truth. And it's a colonel like from the army, but he's also an ear of corn.
Right. Ooh. Right. Yeah.
And he tells you the truth.
Yeah, I'm
the
there.
Blunt truth.
That's no weirder than the Masked Singer or whatever.
Your dog did not go to a farm in the sky. Oh, what? What? Snack on that kernel of truth. All right.
Ooh.
All right. It's like a Scooby-Doo show.
Yeah.
It's an animated show, but it's about Lady Gaga and the paranormal. And it's called Gaga Ghost.
Oh, my God. I'd watch that.
Gaga Ghost.
I would happily watch that.
Gaga and the Ghost Machine, right? Yeah. Like, oh, man. Like, the Ghost Machine is her mystery mobile.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Kind of, except that it's a – how is that a mystery mobile?
Ghost Machine is just so cool sounding, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's either a machine that detects ghosts or repels them, depending on which news source you're looking at.
Right.
Which for me was a million.
Yeah.
I'd also like to mention that I tried to have journalistic integrity during my research, where I know that these – I acknowledge and I want you to understand that these are probably crap. They're probably crap. But – I rejected going to psychic websites that had lists of celebrities who use psychics. I only went to weird, crappy gossip sites so they wouldn't have bias.
Fair enough.
The psychic websites have an interest in you thinking celebrities use them. So I was like, well, I'm not looking at you, but I'll look at like, you know, like celebrityradarcops.com or something. That's like, what is this?
Whoa.
I went deep. We both went into the dark web this episode.
It is stunning that this episode has constituted like the most research on both of our parts.
This really did. It seems like I'm going to be done in like 2 seconds, but I was really trying to fact check and be like, is there anywhere I can find an actual quote and not just a weird listicle with like tons of arrow forward and tons of ads like that just seems weird and has too many pictures of the celebrity for one sentence of structure.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't there.
Yeah.
So, you know, take this for what it is.
It's all true.
I will tell you though, there is one that does have like somewhat backup, which is very weird. This is Brad Pitt's involvement with psychics. This is a weird story. So there is a psychic that he consulted with named Ron Bard, who he apparently spoke to on and off from 2002 until Ron Bard's death in 2016.
Okay.
So for 14 years. He was introduced to him, you know, theoretically, by, I just wrote Jen, by Jennifer Aniston. Oh, God. By Jennifer Aniston. And it seems later Jen moved on to another psychic named Rebecca Rosen, who she and Courtney also sees her, and they both send Rebecca Rosen Christmas cards.
That's interesting, actually, because what you're talking about is celebrities who are psychic. But celebrities who see
We've moved on to celebrities who see psychics.
Oh, okay.
Brad Pitt is not a psychic himself. Now moved on to a few celebrities who go to psychics.
Okay, because it's something that is like familiar to me. I can't point to a specific thing, but it's like the idea of like a mega Hollywood celebrity having and the psychic like lives with them or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
yes, totally.
That's not distinctly unfamiliar to me as a concept.
Me neither, but weirdly, it's because same. I was like, oh, this is gonna be very easy to research. There are more celebrities. I didn't go deep into it, so I don't know if I can find like great legit quotes I was looking for this either. But there are more celebrity connections to astrologers than psychics, I think, like where they have like their astrologer who they consult all the time.
Okay.
I think there's a little bit more to that as far as concrete stuff than like their psychic. Like, I think it's like an astrologer they have on call.
What does the astrologer do?
Astrologer is somebody who reads horoscopes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, some psychics probably do that too, but you could be an astrologer who isn't psychic whatsoever. You just read charts and you know what those things correspond to and you interpret that thusly.
Wild.
Which can be the same as a tarot card reader. There are tarot card readers who just like, they don't claim to have any psychic ability. They just read the cards and they interpret them, and maybe that applies to you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Wild.
Yeah, totally wild. But astrology, again, when I say concrete, not really, but they're more like rules of like, well, this means this in astrology. So there's more of a chart that you could literally read. It's like being fluent in a language. One of my friends, Anna, is like crazy into astrology, and it really is like, it's, there's so much to it. It really is like learning a language. Like, I feel like she's like fluent in it. It's crazy.
Huh. Interesting.
You could like know a little bit, but, or you could know like a ton.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know a lot about astrology. She did my chart, like printed it out for like me and this other friend of ours, and she was like, I've never seen a chart like yours before. It is crazy. And I was like, oh, what? So she like sent it to me. Charts usually, I don't know well enough to explain it. It's like a circle, and then you have different houses that are in different places. It's like a wheel almost. And there are things in the wheel that connect to each other. So your chart ends up looking like this crazy, like, connect the dots line thing that could just, it doesn't make a shape, but it's just like a bunch of dots being connected. When I say it doesn't make a shape, I mean, it's like not a specific shape, but usually those dots are all disparate.
Yeah.
My chart is like lines on top of each other.
Oh,
like,
wow.
They usually look like left, right, down, but mine is all in like, it's really crazy.
Concentrated and angry.
Yes. It's all together. It actually is crazy.
I want my astrological. I want all my stuff read.
You can do that for yourself online. There are like websites. I just, you know, I don't know how to like read it, but like, it's very easy to plug in your birthday, but you need to get it done right. Your time of birth and your place of birth. And that's how you get like your chart done. You can get that done for free.
Okay.
But anyway, it seems like a lot of celebrities, that idea of having like, oh yes, my advisor who lives with me, that seems more of an astrology thing than a psychic thing.
Okay.
Anyway, Ron Bard, Brad Pitt psychic from 2002 to 2016. There were some sites that had quotes from Ron Bard himself kind of spilling about Brad's readings and stuff.
Oh.
And then there were some sites that had very similar quotes attributed to Bard's late, Bard passed away, excuse me, not Bard's late business partner. I wrote the late Bard's business partner. Get ready for this name. Hugh Shakeshaft.
Ooh.
H-U-W Shakeshaft.
Hugh Shakeshaft.
Yep. So basically, it's said that Ron predicted that Brad would leave Jen for someone that he met on a movie set.
Ooh.
And then later on, when Brad is already with Angelina and everything, in 2014, Ron told Brad that things weren't going to end well with Angelina in about 2016. And that ended up happening. And it apparently very much bothered Brad Pitt, because he really, really trusted Ron Bard. And he was like, God. But like, nothing had happened like yet that would make him just be like, well, Ron Bard says this is bad, I'm pulling out. But then it ended up happening.
Yeah. See, that's interesting, because he's stuck between a rock and a hard place. On the one hand,
a rock and a Bard place.
Yeah. On the one hand is his, relationship with his wife.
Yeah.
Romantic relationships rely heavily on open communication.
Sure.
And on the other hand is his in-house psychic.
Of course. Ron Bard.
Who thought up, you know, that might go wrong. What are you going to do?
Yeah. I know.
What are you supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do? Well, maybe this guy. So at this point, if it's 2014, he's been talking to this guy, I don't know how often, but for 12 years, what if this guy is making predictions that come true left and right? And then you hear that and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, but you're saying,
what do you do?
I got the vibe from you that Brad Pitt was kind of like, I'm not happy with you, Bard.
No, that's not.
Oh,
he was just upset, like, oh God, like, what do I?
Yeah, but then that's also like
information?
The like manifestation kind of idea of like, like the psychic tried to do with me.
Maybe.
Like, what if that put like a seed of doubt in my head? By the way, I think that was for people that like the drama and the intensity of like having a relationship that's fraught with.
Yeah.
And so like she was trying to feed that, and It's like it's like not nice to do that to
people. No, of course not.
And it's weird.
Yeah, it's very weird.
But like maybe Brad Pitt broke up with Angelina Jolie because of Bard.
I don't think so.
No?
No. Based on what I know of their relationship and everything that went down, it seemed, I don't think that Ron Bard pays into this.
Do you know a lot about it?
Yeah.
Cool.
You don't?
I don't think
the
I do.
The plane ride? The fight with Maddox? We'll move on.
Thank you.
Okay. So I want to talk about James Van Praagh for a moment, who Chelsea Handler has gone to. And some people might not know his name, but I bet if you saw him, you'd be like, that guy, that psychic guy. He's a little guy with a mustache. He's kind of a famous psychic. A lot of stuff.
How little
are
we talking?
Well, William, I've met him. So let me go back in my memory banks. I don't remember how tall I was.
Why'd you meet him?
When I worked for a nonprofit when I was 19, this nonprofit put on talks and things like that with people in like either healthcare or the personal development self-helpy world. James Van Praagh came and did a talk.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It was very nice. He did readings for people in the audience.
Was it cool?
Yeah. I wish I remembered it better, but I remember it being like, whoa.
Kristen also met Everybody Loves Mom.
I did. Yeah. I did. I met Everybody Loves Mommy. I met Deepak Chopra. By Everybody Loves Mommy.
I want people to submit what they think that means. Who do you think that is? Everybody Loves Mom.
Everybody Loves
and
Mom.
And it's a celebrity.
That's right.
Who do you think that is?
Can I give one clue?
Sure.
One of the biggest heads I've ever seen in real life. It was notable.
And you're not talking about ego.
No. Physical heads.
You're talking about dome size.
Yes. It may have been emphasized by the fact that her hair was like the same color as her face and was like kind of big. But
that bird just flew right into your head. Like he couldn't avoid it. All right, Everybody Loves Mom. Figure it out.
Oh, God.
Mystery of the week.
That's right. Anyway, Chelsea Handler has gone to James Van Praagh to contact her mom, and then she had him on the show. This was the one thing that I could find a concrete like item of, like, I'm seeing this person talking to this person, and she was raving about how legit it was and how there are things that he couldn't have known and how crazy it was. And also, James Van Praagh had a lot more personality on the Chelsea Handler show than I remember him having when he came to visit.
Oh, really?
He keeps whooping. He's like, ooh. Look it up. Google James Van Praagh, Chelsea Handler. I only watched the first like minute of it, and he was making these little noises. And I was like, man, Van Praagh is really brimming over with positive energy and personality. I found him very staid, very nice and pleasant, but he wasn't like whooping it up.
He's really enjoying himself. He's
having a great time. And also, Chelsea Handler is good friends with Jennifer Aniston, which makes me wonder if she's had a reading by James Van Praagh. She's obviously open to this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
We'll close with this. I mentioned it earlier. George Clooney may have visited, no proof, may have visited a psychic medium to contact the spirit of his pet pot-bellied pig, Max, who died in 2006 after living with the actor for 18 years. Aww. One of my favorite things about George Clooney was that he had a pot-bellied pig like when he wasn't really famous. This wasn't like an eccentricity that a rich, hot guy
I'm on ER
took
now.
On. Yeah.
Get me a pig.
No. He at one point was a struggling actor who just owned a pot-bellied pig.
It's wonderful.
Was just your friend George. You had a pig.
Yeah.
The only thing is that I didn't know this. He bought that pig for Kelly Preston when they were dating, like back in the day. She's married to John Travolta.
Oh.
She's an actress. And when they broke up, he kept the pig. So I don't know how unknown he was if he was dating Kelly Preston.
Right.
Maybe they were both total unknowns just running in the same circles. But I know he was young when he had that pig.
Yeah.
And it was just like, my friend George has a pig.
I love that.
So, there's no more information except that he might have done that. And what I read about was that, you know, he felt comforted and that the pet psychic told him that, Max is with him often and he's happy and he's all good or whatever. Now, interesting note to leave on with this that's somewhat neither here nor there, a little sad, a little amusing. When Max died, George Clooney was on like a press tour in New York and Danny DeVito was also on a press tour in New York. And they went out one night and they went to an Italian restaurant, and because they're Danny DeVito and George Clooney, maybe there were other people with them too, I'm not sure, they were like getting offered tons of free drinks, lots and lots of limoncello in particular. George Clooney later recounted that they were getting so much to drink that he ended up putting it into a potted plant so he wouldn't keep drinking it, because they're just giving him, he's like, hey, yeah, dump it.
Whoa.
The next day was that time that Danny DeVito went on The View and he was all wasted from the night before on limoncello.
Hey, you're like connecting the puzzle pieces.
Huh?
You're connecting like the red string.
How about that?
To, like, tell the true story.
That's right.
All right.
So that night, Max died. That was the night that Max died.
Oh, did you also say that, or did I get lost in the weeds when you were just talking about something that Danny DeVito did once?
I'm not sure. I said that Max was back at home and George Clooney was partying. I don't think I said Max died. Max died that night. William, I'm only thinking of this now. Was Max protecting his faithful friend by having him dump the limoncello? Because George Clooney went on to do talk shows the next day. He's fine and fresh as a daisy. Danny DeVito's a hot mess.
Well, hey. Don't say Danny DeVito's not also fresh as a daisy.
What? Do you know what I'm talking about? He was not fresh as a daisy.
Well, maybe not on that show. I'm just saying in general.
I know, but I'm saying the next day. They both had the same night of partying. Danny DeVito's drunk on The View, and George Clooney's okay.
Danny DeVito's a third the height of George Clooney. Drinks affect him more.
I'm just saying. Maybe Max.
So you're positing that George Clooney's pet pig?
I posit. That's a...
saved him from befalling the same fate as DeVito?
That's exactly what I posit, William.
George, no! Don't do it!
That's exactly right.
Whoa.
So that's it.
Wonderful.
That's a bunch of celebrities having to do with psychic stuff.
Wonderful. I love it. I love it. And who knows?
See what good company you're in? You're a Clooney. You're a Pitt. You're a Handler. A Han.
Yeah.
I've a Kardashian and a Germanotta. Yeah,
I've technically worked in Hollywood.
That's true.
I technically am entertainment industry adjacent.
I know.
Yeah.
No, you are in the entertainment industry. Yeah, you are.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just like them.
Yes.
Just like them.
That's right.
And someday when my astrologist is living in the basement here with me, mm-hmm. I'll think back on this conversation fondly.
Are they going to live in Molly's little thing?
Yeah.
Because you like become too big for your britches and you think people just...
They're beneath me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need all the... I need space. I need my space.
Right.
You sleep under the stairs.
They get it. They get it.
Yeah.
That's okay, hun, right?
Well, there you have it.
Yep.
There you have it.
There you have it.
George Clooney's pet pig protected him.
Mm-hmm.
And I am on my way.
That's right.
I'm not kidding. One of the things that I want to do now,
mm-hmm.
now that I know what I know,
right.
I want to try to exercise this muscle.
Yeah.
It's a weird phrase. I said it before and I said it again now. But
yep.
I want to see, can mm-hmm. I hone this craft?
Yeah, absolutely.
The other thing is, I mean, let's not pretend that I have not been open to energies.
Yeah.
I've got a lengthy, detailed history mm-hmm. of writing projects, show ideas that are later produced without me.
Yeah, true.
Almost as if that spirit of creativity
mm-hmm.
drove past me and tried to give me a chance.
Yep.
But since I wasn't able to capitalize, it just went to somebody else.
Floated on the wind.
I've always been riding energies.
Yeah.
Now it's just official.
Hell yeah. Well, I think everybody is riding energies. I think it's a matter of being aware, using it, tapping into it.
But now I'm awake.
I am awake.
I'm listening. Well, there you have it, everybody.
There you have it.
That brings us to the end of another stunning mm-hmm. episode of Guide to the Unknown, a very
right.
special one. You'll never forget this day.
Of course.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay.
All right, everybody. If you enjoyed this show, go out there and tell your friends about it. I'm sensing that you're all going to spread the word about Guide to the Unknown on your social media.
Yeah.
I can
feel it.
I'm getting something else. I'm seeing a color. Green.
Oh.
Head over to patreon.com/GTTUpod.
Yeah.
If you want to give a little something back. That, by the way, Patreon donations,
mm-hmm.
that's what's allowing me
right.
to go around and be doing these $10 deals with psychics. Hopefully be doing a full reading.
Yeah.
Getting the Zenner cards.
Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely want to get those.
Tools.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
So thank you all so much for anybody who's already in our Patreon. Please mm-hmm. consider doing it if you're not already.
Mm-hmm.
You can also check us out on all social media where we are at GTTUpod.
Yep.
Join our secret Facebook group. Facebook.com/groups/GTTUpod.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like to talk to Kristen or myself online, by all means do so.
Please. I am at Chillin' Kristen on Instagram.
I'm at Haunted Sponge. So we will see you on the internet and we will see you next week.
Mm-hmm.
But until that time comes, we must travel.
Back to the netherworld. Go we. Goodbye.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.